Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Thomas McClary, the founder of the Commodores, and I'm hanging with the teddy bear in the comfort zone. Well, here I am again, sitting in front of this computer screen at 3 in the morning, paying some bills. And you come across my mind real heavy. And I want to reach out to you, you know, say something funny. Just say hello. I'd really like to call you, but it's late, so I think I'll send you an email that you can pick up in the morning. And I know I haven't seen you in a long time, but that doesn't mean my feelings aren't strong. And sometimes it seems we just go along from day to day, not saying the things we should say. But right here, right now, for me today, I want you to know that, girl, I'm just missing you.
Well, the teddy bear has definitely missed you on a very smooth Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? And welcome to the zone of LOTL Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. Thank you so much, my brother and family. Be sure to purchase his new album, Worth It All. Definitely worth getting. And speaking of fantastic, this two-time Grammy nominee, the original, yes, Lord, the original Weather Girl, captivating voice, just as strong and as eclectic as ever. I can only be speaking of one person, the incredibly talented Miss Martha Wash. So on behalf of the teddy bear and the zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio Queen Diva, the one and only Miss Martha Wash. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us this afternoon. We have a lot to get into, a new hit movie musical, Holy Broken. My goodness, it's been a long time overdue. So to all the listeners that are tuning in live, can you tell the listeners how this movie came to be?
Well, I got a call from a casting agent who I know. She wanted me to come in and read for a part. And I came in and read for the part of Rose, who actually is the church secretary, and met Tom Humbert, who wrote it and stars in it as well. And he knew who I was. Unfortunately, I didn't know who he was at the time, but he knew who I was. And evidently, him and the casting director had a conversation. They both thought I would be good for the role. And I said, okay, cool, you know, because acting was something that I had done a little bit before and was kind of dipping my toe back into it again as well. And they said that they wanted me for the part, and I said, cool. And Tom decided that he's a musician as well. He decided he was going to write a song for me in the movie. So I sang one of the songs in the movie. But it's really a great movie. Just basically about humanity, you know, the struggles that we as human beings go through on day-to-day basis. And even though we have faith in the higher power, whoever you decide you know, however you decide to call him. But we still struggle. That's from the head of the church all the way down to the congregants, you know, and just day-to-day issues and tribulations and stuff. But it's also about keeping the faith and being aware that you're not alone, be it on earth or in heaven. There's always someone who will be there for you and will help you through it. And it's just, you know, people who need help and rely on each other and rely on that power, that higher power to get through it. You know, and it doesn't matter what you're going through. There is still faith.
You know, I'd like to take it a step further. And we talk about, as you talked about, faith. I want to talk about your faith and your, as far as you being so resilient. You've experienced a lot in your young career. We're both 21, so we can talk about this. And
we'll be good and add the plus on there.
Yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I mean, you've experienced a lot in this industry, the good and not so good. And I wanted your thoughts as far as how you have seen the industry change so dramatically over the past, we'll go 30 years, where we're at today, where as far as social media, people demand so much of an artist. They want to know every integral part of what the artist does behind closed doors. There's no more secrecy. There's no more mystery anymore about the artist. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm so glad social media didn't come out when I was first starting out. And I'm sure a lot of people who feel the same way, you know. I think it's good and bad.
Okay.
It's good when it's about, I want to say, positive things, positive situations. In that respect, I think it's horrible when, well, we know people have their own opinions and all that stuff, and that's fine. But I don't think everybody's opinion needs to be shared. And sometimes opinions don't need to be put out into the universe, you know, where other people pick up on it, and usually it's negative, you know, and that's the bad side of it. People just sit and tweet and Facebook negative things, and that's the horrible part of it, I believe. Everybody doesn't need to know your opinion. A lot of people don't care about your opinion. You know, so that's the bad side of it.
This is so true.
You know, I get the feeling, look, I don't care. I'm of a particular age. I don't care anymore. You know, what you think. It's not important to me. It's how I live my life and how I treat others. You know, your opinion of me, if it's good, bless you. You know, if it's negative, I don't have time. I'm too busy.
There you go. So it is written, so it shall be done, Lord Edwards. You know, what I've noticed is the lack of freedom, the lack of artistic freedom. I know I'm dating myself, but I'm all right. I'm comfortable in the skin I'm in. There was a lot more. It was a lot more freedom during the time that you were with Sylvester. Freedom of expression, theatrics, music. To me, it was a lot less color-based society because it was all about the music and everyone was about love and just enjoying each other's company. It wasn't so political, and everything now is so political, you know, so political right now as far as what you can and what you can't do. And my thing is, during that era of music, and now we've transitioned to where we're at now, do you feel more gratification as an artist saying, okay, I'm at the point in my life where I feel more appreciated for the talent that I bring to the table than I did maybe 10, 15 years ago?
No.
Okay.
The reason why I say that is I was paying attention to what you were asking me. I think during the time of Sylvester, which was kind of in coming out 40 Radio and
right.
into the disco era,
mm-hmm.
I think there was more freedom.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was more freedom at that time. As far as record companies, the business side of music, I'll say, it was more stricter as far as the artists were concerned. And that part I don't think has changed that much. If you're with a major label and you're making money for that label, they basically want you to stay in that same kind of genre of music where you're making the money for the label. I mean, you know, that's business, and that's their bottom line is dollars and cents. The labels decreasing in numbers, you have more independent artists out there now that are doing their own thing, that are just doing whatever they want to do. And then you have a different a new generation of audience as well. So they're into what's out there now. And me as an independent artist, which is what I am, I can do whatever I want. I can record the kind of music that I want, which is what I've been doing. It's not the kind of music that people know me for. I'm doing a little rock, a little blues, R&B, pop, you know. I can do that now. So I think with the more independent artists, they can do whatever they want, you know. And I've always been the kind of artist where I never wanted to be pigeonholed into one category of music. I refuse to be that kind of person, that kind of artist. And I've always said that. So as far as the political side of it, well, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, God, help us all. Please help us all.
Oh my goodness.
The music is out there for people.
Right.
You know, some artists are more maybe politically driven as far as the music is concerned, which is cool. There are a lot of them that are out there now. You just have a wide range. You have much more of a wider range of artists and music that you can pick and choose from now.
Right.
Yeah.
Without question. I had the pleasure of conversing with another artist not too long ago. We were a little private conversation. And I remember one mm-hmm. of the key things he told me, he said, Teddy Bear, the great thing about being an independent artist now, and I was on a major record label for years, he said, I have the opportunity to control my own destiny. I can control every aspect of my career. There is so much money to be made outside of the United States, because outside the United States, they have such a love affair with our music. They revere our music. And I know you've had an opportunity to do a lot of traveling over the years. And I wanted you to tell the listeners out there, what has it been like for you to the difference between performing here in the States and performing outside of the United States?
Well, I have to say, and I hope the audience doesn't take offense to this, Europeans are more loyal to their artists.
Without question.
To the U.S. artists, I'll put it like that.
Yes, yes.
Because, excuse me, artists that go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, they're still very popular in Europe, more so than the United States. A lot of people to live in other countries and have worked continuously and have lived well with their name and their brand over in these other countries, as opposed to being lost or forgotten here in the U.S. And it's gone on for decades. I mean, it's nothing new. It's gone on for decades. We kind of want the instant hit maker now here in the States. We want the, you know, who's famous right now. And if they don't have a record in or a hit in the past 2 years or so, we kind of forget about them. And it's on to the next super artist, you know,
the
that
flavor
kind of thing.
The
yeah,
flavor
absolutely.
Of the month. Flavor of
absolutely.
The month.
And I we are, I'm going to say people as a whole nowadays, our attention span is so short. It's so short. You know, we see or hear one thing, okay, that's good for 15 minutes. Then we're off to the next person or the next thing. You know, and that's in a lot of areas of our lives. I think because of some of it is, I want to say, technology.
Without question. We
you
live
know.
In a very microwavable society. We want that quick fix, that instant,
yes.
that instant gratification,
yes.
nothing prolonged,
yes,
nothing enjoyment.
Absolutely.
Like, I, you know, to me, there was a great
absolutely.
Gratification being able to go to a record store and buy some wax
yes.
and look at the
oh,
liner
please.
Notes, the artwork.
Please.
You
please.
Know, and
I used to do that. I used to do that and loved it.
Loved it.
I loved
absolutely.
It. I did. That's how I learned about musicians. I still have a lot of my vinyl, and would
so
not
do I.
Hey, I bet you don't have any 78.
Oh, wait a minute! Wait a minute now! Don't test me now! Don't test me!
I
no.
still have 78.
I have some 78.
Really? Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, we're both 21 plus, my love. So yeah, I got.
I was so amazed when vinyl started becoming popular again a couple of years ago. I said, "What?
Oh yeah.
I never would have thought vinyl would have been popular again and making money."
But it goes back to what you said. That because in the European market, they still cherish vinyl. They still have record stores in
yeah,
the United Kingdom.
They
still have absolutely. So you would have record buyers. Yeah, they would.
Yep,
I mean, they would flock to them.
I
to the
have
record
been
list.
In those stores as well. I'm
see?
Always if I see a record store or something, I always walk in there because you don't find them that often. You know, you don't see them that often. But I will go in there and look and see what found some of my old music in record stores and stuff in other countries. And I'm saying,
oh yeah,
wow. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Japanese imports. A lot. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Like I said, they revere wax. I mean, for me, I was at a point in time when I started seeing these record stores closing down. I said, wait a minute, what's going on? Where do we go from here? when Tower Records shut down, Music Land, Warehouse, Sam Goody, you name it. And I said, where are we going from here? And then everything became on a technical aspect via the internet. And I said, okay, how are these artists going to survive now? Especially when people can, when it became readily available where people were able to steal music from the artists. I said, what are the artists going to do now? Well, like in everything in life, there's good, there's bad, and there's also trying to add some kind of balance. I'm just so pleased that you are still here. You still look, my Lord, you still look captivating, my love. And your voice is just as strong as ever. I'm so thrilled and overjoyed about this new movie musical, Holy Broken. You know what I'm surprised? I'm surprised that you have not did, that you haven't done more acting, because in your earlier days with Sylvester and the Weather Girls, everything was based upon theatrics. I mean, your shows were incredible. Everything was based upon theatrics. So I'm surprised now you're kind of, go right ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was a lot. Well, the acts nowadays, I have to say, they are very theatrical.
Oh yeah,
they're very theatrical. They are, and I give it to them. You know, I could probably do some of that stuff, but I'm a, as they call it, a flat-footed singer. You know, I move a little bit, but I'm not a dancer.
That's all right.
I'm not a dancer, but I'm a singer.
That's all right. But you look graceful doing what you do, love. So that's all that matters. That is all that matters. So we know we have the premiere, of course. All the listeners out there, the movie musical Holy Broken, the premiere will be at the Soho International Film Festival. That's on June the 16th. What you need to do to get all the ticket information, please stop by Ms. Walsh's official website. That's at www.marthawalsh.com. My love, so what is next on the docket for you? Because, you know, it's been a minute since the Teddy Bear had an opportunity to see you do your thing on stage. What kind of upcoming events or tours that you have scheduled on your itinerary?
Well, oh, God. It's a lot going on. I'm working with a group called First Ladies of Disco.
Okay.
And it's the name First Ladies of Disco is taken from a book written by a guy by the name of James Arena. He started a 5-part series of disco music. First Ladies of Disco is the first book. He loved disco music so much that he decided to write about it. And it progressed from First Ladies of Disco into music of the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and all the way up to the EDM now. So he just published his last series book. And my manager, James Washington, decided he wanted to expand on the book. And we decided to put a group together featuring some of the ladies from the book. It's 32 women who were around during the disco era. And we all tell our stories in our own way of how we were in it and survived it and what we've been doing since then. And so right now the lineup is myself, Linda Clifford, and Norma Jean Wright, from formerly of Chic. Previously we've had Evelyn Champagne King and Anita Ward. That's what I was trying to think.
Okay. Okay.
So we put on live shows and we sing our songs from that time and do tribute. And we recorded a song together called Show Some Love by First Ladies of Disco. So we've been out doing live shows, and we've got a show in August again back at Myron Cabaret Jazz at the Smith Center in Las Vegas. That's in August. will also be working with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra in Huntington. So that's what's going on as far as that part is concerned.
Oh, my goodness. You are a very busy lady.
and working on my new album. That'll come out sometime. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so when can we expect the new album?
It's coming out sometime next year. In the studio. Yeah, I'm in the studio working on it and working with some Canadian artists, songwriters. So we've been back and forth, and I've got to go back up there again shortly and work on some more songs.
Okay. Can you give us an idea as far as what kind of music will the album represent? Will it be rock? Will it be R&B? Okay.
Yep. Rock, R&B.
All right.
Blues, all of that. I keep trying to do something different. The last album that I put out was called Something Good, and that's really a good album. That's really a good album for people who didn't know that I had put out previous music. They can go to iTunes and CD Baby. But that was pop and rock. So I'm switching it up again.
All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with switching it up. You do what you feel and do what you must do. As long as it's with substance, we'll get it. All I ask is this, is that when the first single is ready from the new album, send it over here. We will definitely debut it here first. And somehow, some way, we got to get you to come down here to Houston, because I would love to have you here in the studio. And just FYI, the first album that the Weather Girls ever did, I have it. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, I do. I have it on wax.
I think I still have a copy, too.
I have it. You know, I've always wanted to ask. I said, when I get an opportunity to have you on the show, I said, I got to ask Martha this. If you today, Martha Walsh of today, could go back, let's see, 30 years ago and sit down and have a conversation of that Martha Walsh 30 years ago, what would you say to her? What were some of the things that you would instill in her? What kind of conversation would take place?
Oh, Lord. Girl, get ready. That's probably what I would say. Girl, get ready. Because it's going to be a trip. It's going to be okay, but it's going to be a trip. You'll survive it. You'll survive it. You may think you can't, but you will, you know, and pray a lot. But you know what? I wouldn't change anything. You know, people look back and say, well, if I had a chance, maybe I would have changed this, that, and the other. I think probably in my professional career, I wouldn't necessarily have changed anything, because it's brought me to where I am now. I think it's given me a little more wisdom as I've gotten older. And when I have prayed or thanked God, I always say, God, I thank you for this little bit of wisdom that I do have to help me stand and be where I am. Some days are not as good as others, but I'm still here, and I'm still able. And even though I think as, I want to say, seasoned artists that we are, people tend to forget about you and forget about what you've done or been able to do in the past and don't think that you're still relevant. Well,
right.
That's part of what First Ladies of Disco is as well. we're people of a particular age, but we're still very relevant. We're still working. We're still recording and out there doing our thing, you know. So the masses may not know about it, but there's a lot of people who are finding out about it. And, you know, that's a good thing. So as far as I'm concerned, I just keep it moving.
That's all you can do. I find that word being relevant very interesting. When you sit up and you have people who go out of their way to make sure that people who set the standard in this industry are kind of pushed to the side and they want the flavor of the month, then the whole word of being relevant. But I'll always take quality over quantity any day
right.
of the week. You have to.
Right.
You have to. And again, one of the things that I find so impressive is that you have never allowed yourself to be put in a box. You will do anything that you feel, that you vibe, music, like you said, whether it's rock, gospel, R&B, funk, you never limit yourself. And I wanted to find out from you, because I don't like speculation, but I wanted to ask you, if Sylvester was alive today, how do you think he would have evolved in today's music?
He would have.
Okay.
I would say that Sylvester was really before his time. He really was. He was a gay black man.
Yes, Lord.
During that
proud
time,
of it.
and very proud of it. And did not care if you didn't like it. Now, as far as the business was concerned, they could not accept him. They could not, you know. If you remember, there really were not any out gay people in the industry. Now, you knew about a lot of them. But to stand up before people and say, I am gay, no. It was not even whispered, you know. So him as an artist, he was way before his time. If he had lived, I'll put it like this, if he had lived and he was the same age then as today, he would have fit right in. It would have been no problem. I believe that.
Incredible. Incredible. Simply incredible. My love, first and foremost, this is your home. So whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know. You are loved and definitely revered and appreciated. I cannot wait for the new album. I don't care if it's like Grandma's Cookies, somewhat still soft and warm. Send it here. We will play it and debut it here first. That's what we do. Hopefully, soon you will bring your gorgeous self down here to Houston and perform.
I would love to. Look, I'm a byproduct of tech. My mother was before work. I got a lot of cousins and things in Houston and Dallas and Fort Worth and, oh Lord, a lot of other areas down there. Yeah.
Oh my. You need to come on home. You know what? When can I expect a book? Your life has been incredible. Come on now. We need a book. We need a book. Come on now.
No. I don't think so. I won't say no, but there's been talk over the years. You know, you talk about it and then you kind of put it down and talk about it and then put it down again. So I don't know. I think the entertainment part side of my life, possibly. The personal side, it ain't all that interesting.
It ain't all that. Oh, my goodness. I said, I'm waiting. I said, come on now. Your life has been, very interesting. I said, when is she going to put a book out? or better yet, something brought to either the big screen or small screen.
Look, the closest you got so far is the unsung episode that I did.
That's like going to a restaurant and having like some salad.
An appetizer.
Yeah, you're not beating. That was a quick fix. Come on, it's like a Caesar salad with a little crouton. No. We want a full course meal because your life has been incredible and you have so much to share about, forget about the personal aspect, but just your journey through music has been incredible.
You know what? It's funny. I have to laugh because sometimes somebody will ask me something about something I had done previously. And I have to stop and think about it. And I say, oh, shoot. Yeah, I did do that. Really? Look, there's so much stuff I have forgotten about. And when people bring it up, it's like, okay, I guess I have done a lot of stuff. You know, I just really don't trip on it so much that I stop and think about it. You know, I just keep, like I said, moving forward. And sometimes somebody will say something and say, well, I guess I did do that. I totally forgot about that. You know, that kind of stuff. So,
but the only reason why I bring that up is because you have a lot of young, aspiring artists that want to get in this business. And the things that you have been through are a blueprint on how to deal, not just being an artist or being a great artist, but also, quote unquote, the business aspect of the music industry, to making sure that you get all your pennies, nickels, dimes and quarters and dollars and make sure no one tries to cheat you out of your rightful place as far as the work that you have put in. And a lot of people don't know that. Yeah. They think once I get this, I sign this record deal, everything is peaches and cream. And they don't understand when a record label funds you, when they give you money, it's a loan. All it is a loan. Okay. All they want to do is recoup that money back for studio time and other things. And God forbid if you do other work, voice work for other people, and they don't want to sit up here and recoup and give you the money that you rightfully deserve because you put in the necessary work. So you've laid a blueprint and foundation for that, and you can help a lot of young artists to understand that.
Well, look, it's so much. It has changed so much. And even though I've been doing this for a long time on the business side of it, it's like totally different now, and it's so much stuff that I'm still learning how to figure out and stuff, because now you've got all these new digital platforms and stuff where you didn't have that in the past. You know, you basically had the record stores, and that seemed to be mostly about it. You know, you didn't have the internet and iTunes and all this other kind of stuff and streaming and this and that and the other stuff. And I think a lot of times the laws haven't caught up to what's going on as well.
Right.
As far as musicians and artists getting paid, the laws haven't really caught up with that at all. You know, so musicians and singers and stuff are kind of getting left behind in some areas as far as payments and things are concerned, because it keeps changing so fast. It keeps changing so fast, and it's kind of hard to keep.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as we have a platform and I have a platform, we're definitely going to make sure that the most important thing that we do is bring music to the masses, and I'm talking about quality music. And my love, you have spent a lifetime doing that, and I greatly, greatly appreciated and respect that. And again, whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. We love you and we revere everything that you do, okay?
I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate the fan support over the years and the decades. You know, look, if you're listening to me, then we're both still here, and that's the blessing.
There
you
go.
That's the blessing, and
that's all that matters.
If you come to my show and I see you and we singing together and dancing and have a good time, we're still here, and that's the blessing.
That's all that matters. And again, family, remember, the new hit movie musical, Holy Broken, is going to be premiering at the Soho International Film Festival on June the 16th. To get tickets, ticket information, stop by Miss Walsh at her official website. That's at MarthaWalsh.com. Also on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheMarthaWalsh, often imitated but never quite duplicated. Lord have mercy. My queen, much continued success, and bring your lovely self down here to Houston sooner than later, okay?
I will. And I appreciate you, darling. I really do.
Y'all, the pleasure's all mine. Stay sweet, my love.
All right, you too, then.
Yeah, God bless. The very talented Miss Martha Walsh here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Hope everyone enjoyed the broadcast. Yeah, we're streaming live. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We got you covered in every way imaginable. We got you covered. So you can always tune in and listen to the interview in its entirety. We're on Google Play Music Store. We're also on TuneIn, Spotify, and also on iHeartRadio and Podbean. And all the links, the title, all you got to do, if you have your app on your phone, LOTL, The Zone, type that in. You'll be able to listen to the interview in its entirety. But in the meantime, while I got you here, you know, we got to pay some bills. So we're going to take a little quick 2 and 2. Nothing is free down the land of milk and honey. Hey, George Pettis, don't put off until tomorrow here in The Zone of LOTL Radio.
Hi, I'm Maxie, the Mary Jane Girls, and I just want to let the chocolate teddy bear know you can be my teddy bear at LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm.
Hey.
legendary stylistics, of course, featuring the lead vocals from Russell Tompkins Jr. here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible, yes, Lord, Miss Martha Wash. Thank you, my queen, for honoring us today. And be sure, family, to check out her new movie musical, Holy Broken. It's going to be premiering at the Soho International Film Festival on June the 16th. Stop by Martha Wash's official website to get all the ticket information. That's at www.marthawash.com. Yeah, we got you covered in every way. And all the many listeners and supporters out there, thank you so much for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. It's all love, all positivity here in the zone. Well, it's almost that time. I know. No need to fear. Mr. Radiant Extraordinaire will always be here for you. Until next time, I want everyone to take care of themselves, love one another, appreciate the moment. Lord have mercy, appreciate the moment. And to get all the latest updates, you can follow us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO radio. Also on Instagram at instagram.com/LOTO radio. The zone. We're also on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/LOTO radio. It's been real, but it's time I take my leave. Until we meet again, it's always a beautiful experience. And as in always, Lord have mercy, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Tell you how I felt all along, but every time we meet, boy, I get cold feet. Said that another time, I tell you how it be. I play low key, but I'm so sick of it. Friendin', not independent women, yeah, I done it cause I need somebody to keep me warm. Now when the lights are down and the music's gone, and you be the perfect match. Say abstract writing on my Facebook status, tryna let you know what I've been holding back. I'm scared of rejection, and that's a fact. So I tiptoe, but one day I shall. Make it as clear to you as white on black that I
I'd like to dedicate this to my father, Francis L. It's a song the girls in the band wrote, Lisa and Wendy.
I never meant to call you.